In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field. The devil is a tricky devil. And we do battle with his lies every day. Recall how he got Eve to remember the Lord's command, then posed the question, challenging it, "You will not surely die." A crafty serpent. Just the question, a bit of doubt, then disobedience. The broken relationship made sinners want to hide from God. God cursed the serpent. God punished Adam. God punished Eve. He said to Adam, "You are dust, and to dust you will return." Now, as descendants of these first sinners, it is our nature to rebel and be disobedient. And our crafty enemy knows this and constantly supplies us with tasty thoughts. You probably know some of these. How come you don't have a car like your neighbor? Afraid to take on a little more debt? Why not spin the story a little? Bring your neighbor down to size. Now there's a handsome man, a handsome woman. What will a little lust hurt anyone? Hungry people should feed themselves, right? What can an old father or an old mother know about living today? Why not gain more money, more time, better grades by skipping worship? When did a little cursing hurt anyone? How can a stomach be a god? Pretty crafty, and our life is sprinkled with these tasty things. Now, even Jesus faced this battle with Satan, and yet he never sinned. He always did the Father's will, even when it cost him his life. He used the name of God to pray and to teach. He never despised the word or the temple. He honored his mother. He even said Caesar should get what he's due. He fed the hungry, healed the sick. He spurned lust, slander, love of possessions. Not only that, he paid the debt for the sin of the whole world on a cross by there being the sacrifice. So in this way, he crushed that power of sin and the devil that would make us rebel, suffer guilt, flee from God because of our actions. And by his resurrection, he overcame death and our dusty status. The Son of God showed clearly how much God really loves us, that we don't have to flee from God, our Maker, and that rebellious people can be made into new people. When we trust in this redemption of Jesus, God's promises to Eve and to Adam are fulfilled. Indeed, though the devil is cunning, he cannot spoil the righteousness that is ours through Jesus. We shall return to dust. But the good news is this, that God will put us back in his garden forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.